We're going live in 3, 2, 1. You are listening to Radio 67, Migrant Youth on the Mic.
What's up, mi gente hermosa? My name is Edith. I'm a 6'7 staff straight from Chimalhuacan to the funk. I'll be one of your hosts for today. I hope everyone is having a lovely day.
What's up with all my lovely and hyphy people from the town, the bay, and beyond? My name is Daniel, also known as D, coming to you live from Deep East Oakland. And I will be your other co-MC for today.
That's right, from the funk to the deep. I hope y'all have been keeping up with our posts. But if you haven't, we are hella excited to announce that 67 Sueños is officially all alumni-led.
Yup, we have dreamt about this moment since the birth of 67. 11 generations, 11 years later, el sueño 67 se cumplió.
And with that being said, let's lean into what this new generation of 67 youth have prepared for y'all.
We have been working really hard with our Rosedale and MedWest youth cohorts to bring their powerful stories, their spoken word, and even have prepared their very own broadcasting segment of Noticiero 67.
In previous years, 67 has celebrated IMD in different ways. We've done direct action, guerrilla theater, spoken word, street art, and to show love and respect, we've also made lunches for our community of jornaleros.
Hell yeah, IMD has been something that we have celebrated and honored since 2013. And this year, the powerful youth of 67 Sueños have decided to bring it to you through this podcast.
You'll hear some of the history of how International Migrants Day came to be. You'll also hear testimonials and spoken words.
Also, an important Noticiero 67 news segment and some updates to the powerful work 67 Sueños has been leading in our communities.
To start, we have been working with Rosedale High for 6 years now. We teach ethnic studies class, and we've had the pleasure of engaging the youth on different topics like town culture, BIPOC history, art, and trauma healing. We want to begin with one of our Rosedale youth who shares her migration story and inspiring sueño.
Hola, tengo 19 años, voy a Rosedale Continuation High School y vivo en Oakland. Orgullosamente de Petén, Guatemala, donde todo es grande, bonito y lleno de naturaleza. En mi tierra, llena de cerros y siembras de caña, maíz, frijol, chile, aguacates. Dejé mi pueblo para poder encontrar un futuro mejor para mis hermanos y yo. A los 12 años emigré a los Estados Unidos con el sueño de poder encontrarme con mi madre. Cuando llegamos a este país se nos hizo difícil comunicarnos con las personas porque aquí es un idioma diferente. Mi sueño ahora es poder graduarme y estudiar para recibirme de enfermera para poder ayudar a mi comunidad.
Gracias María por compartir tu historia con nosotros. We appreciate you sharing about your hometown and what you aspire to be in the near future. It's inspiring to see migrant youth striving to achieve their ambitions even if they have to overcome many challenges along the way.
We must remember that we are 11 million strong, and here in California, 1 in 5 undocumented folks reside in our state. With 250,000 undocumented youth, ages 3 through 17 are enrolled in our California schools.
Yup, we are most definitely out here and are a force to be reckoned with. With that being said, we are going to transition to Itzel and Francisco, who will share with us the story behind how International Migrants Day became globally recognized.
It's a cold day, but check it out, young homie. I'm gonna handle the left side of this block, and you can slide on the right side. Sounds good?
Sounds good. Do you have any more flyers?
Yep, I got you. We'll regroup by the hyphy mural.
Hello, my name is Itzel, and I am a 67 Sueños youth leader. Can I have a few minutes of your day to break down our work and the meaning of the special day, IMD?
What? Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Oh, what? You never heard about IMD?
Nah, I haven't, but I keep seeing IMD all over my social media.
What? That's crazy. Look no further. I got you. Today is December 18th, also known as International Migrants Day, or IMD. On this day, December 18, 1990, the United Nations had a conference that adopted the protection rights of all migrants. 10 years later, in the year 2000, the UN finally declared December 18th as a day we could celebrate globally to honor migrants.
How would you celebrate this day, with food or music?
All over the world, this day is celebrated in different ways. For some, it is a day to honor migrants and what they do for our communities, and for others, it is to bring awareness to injustice that migrants face on a daily basis. I am from 67 Sueños, a youth lead organization that was started by migrant youth 11 years ago to challenge the status quo of the good and bad migrants that we saw during the Federal Dream Act era. Since then, we just took off and started to advocate for our community and creating beautiful murals in the Bay Area. This day has become a special day for 67 to bring light to many of the issues that we face here in our community, locally and beyond.
Well, that's dope that y'all are doing this and supporting undocumented communities. More people need to learn and honor immigrants for everything they do. This is hella tight that a day like this exists, not just here, but worldwide.
Big facts. I have a few flyers that share what you can do to honor this day. And thank you for your time and being open to learn about this day. Bye.
Coming from the original home of the Black Panthers, the powerful city of Oakland, we are Radio 67 Sueños.
Shout out Itzel for teaching us and bringing that very important IMD history and engaging her peer Francisco the homie around what can be done and the different ways IMD can be honored.
Itzel and Francisco dropped some fire knowledge on us, y'all. So now that we're all more educated in IMD, there's plenty of ways we can show love and honor our migrant families and communities for this year's celebration. Whether that's putting up a post highlighting a migrant issue, supporting a local migrant-led business, or donating to an org that is challenging the status quo.
For example, if you're a local here in Oakland, check out the powerful migrant dynamic duo called Café con Cariño. They'll be vending today at For the People Holiday Market on 528 8th Street in Oakland from 4 to 9 p.m.
Or check out El Timpano, who do their own media platform that engages the Oakland undocumented community to stay informed and apply pressure on policy change. And for all my migrant folks who are in need of medical services, tap in with Clinica Martin Baró, a community clinic dedicated to serving our ever-growing migrant communities in SF and the Bay Area.
Powerful work happening here in the town. Up next, we have another story from a Rudstow youth who shares a traumatic experience that unfortunately many undocumented families face on a daily basis.
What's up, everybody? I'm 18 years old. I go to Rosedale High. I live here in Oakland. I will be sharing a little of my story. So I remember this one day I was at school and I received a phone call from a family member to share the news that my brother had gotten arrested and was locked up. I felt sad and upset about the possibility of losing my brother. I immediately dropped everything and rushed home. I was worried about how long he was going to be in there for, but also the possibility of him getting deported. My family was devastated, and that was one of the longest nights of my life because, like, I didn't want to be without him. We had grown up together, and I've known him my whole life. He was the one who taught me how to drive, gave me advice about life, and always looked after me. After a couple of days, we found some relief when he got released to us and that there was no process of deportation and not send him to a detention center. We felt lucky that he was free and we didn't have to experience family separation. Being separated from your loved ones is hard. It really impacts someone's life. Although my brother was gone for a couple of days and then released, it created trauma that many immigrants and mixed status families face on the daily. The impact is real and it's an issue that we got to talk about more.
All right, we got some Oakland folks in on the line. Go ahead and introduce yourself and say what you want us to slap.
What's up? It's Alan reporting from Deep East Oakland. I want to send a shout out to my primo Jorge for making me a sandwich. I love Cuzzo. And can you play El Cielo by Shio Tescat?
For sure, for sure. Thank you, Alan. We about to have that slapper in the mix right now. And shout out to all the folks that you just shouted out. What's up, Bay Area? We got you. El Cielo. ¿Qué será? Espejo del cielo me lo dieron sin pensar. Como mis ancestros, elders, ready in the stars, yeah. Boy to my man, I'm the product of a border in the sand, yeah. I've been wide awake,
I'm sick of the cold. I'm acting okay when I'm really afraid. But one don't know, dude. I'm a hit to try to get by. How we gonna live right? We didn't come here for free. We didn't come here for free. No. I've been wide awake. I'm sick of the cold. I'm acting okay when I'm really afraid. But one don't know, dude. I'm a hit to try to get by. How we gonna live right? We didn't come here for free.
What's up, everybody? My name is Herberto. I am 15 years old, and for today's Noticiero 67 episode, we want to bring to light the story of the migrant caravan. For those who do not know, the migrant caravan began back in 2017 when a group of migrant families and individuals began their journey up north with the hope to seek support and asylum in the United States. I will pass it on to my classmates, Alan and Yahaira, who will share with us some more details about this story.
Thank you, Roberto. In 2017, we saw the very first caravana leave Honduras with around 150 people, but that grew rapidly to over 500 migrants, with other migrantes joining them from El Salvador and Guatemala, all of them leaving their home countries behind to escape poverty, violence, and prosecution. It's important for us to note that a key route to all these issues has been the result of the United Fruit Company, that literally destabilized countries in Central America, leaving folks without their land, without a job, losing their business, and on the streets. Since then, there have been multiple caravanas that have continued to sprout. Just this past November 2021, we saw that the biggest of them all, calculating around 4,000 migrantes, coming from places like Haiti, Venezuela, and Central America, including families and unaccompanied children.
Those were some really powerful points, and I also want to add, you all may have already seen the photos that have been circulating on social media of Border Patrol agents on horseback whipping and harassing Haitian migrants as they cross the Rio Grande. Honestly, it's such a horrific image that you would think it's from the 30s or the 40s, but no, this type of hate and crime is still happening in 2021. Also, all the problematic comments that many privileged Mexicanos have been giving. Like, come on now, we are Mexicanos también, somos migrantes. We know the journey and the struggle and what it's like. And here we are, continuing to share these xenophobic ideals. And of course, it's not all Mexicanos that have been like that. We have also seen many community members opening up their homes, making food, and donating items to these migrants that have been passing by. Now this is the type of love and humanidad that we want to be shared and given in our communities. And what's crazy is that since 2014, the U.S. government has put $90 million into a program called Plan Frontera Sur. For those who may not know, Plan Frontera Sur is a program that has funded detention centers, police harassment, and increasing immigration police around the Mexican borderline of Guatemala and Belize, making it so much more difficult and dangerous for migrants to navigate Mexico to get to the United States. In this situation, it seems like the U.S. is making the Mexican government do its dirty work. It's a shame, and that's why it's such important for us to have these conversations with our families, our friends, and our community. And with that, I'm going to pass it back to you, Hilberto.
Thank y'all for educating us and sharing this important noticia. We encourage y'all to look deeper into this issue and see the different ways you can support local policy change and organizations like Otros Dreams and Action during key work with deportees. En Casa del Migrantes, plus many other doing the direct work with our migrant communities. And that is all for today's Noticias 67. Thank you for tuning in.
Coming from the high peak capital of the world, we are Radio 67 Sueños.
67 Sueños started off as a migrant justice organization that challenged policies at a local level and beyond. In recent years, we have expanded and grown to dive into further issues affecting the daily lives of our youth.
In 2016, a 67 youth and mentor were coming out of a campaign meeting when they were met by a police car who pulled up on them near the Fruitvale BART station. The police officer was responding to a car breaking happening inside the garage and immediately profiled our youngster, who fitted the description of a black t-shirt and blue jeans.
That's crazy, y'all. That is classic East Oakland attire. That cop was tripping.
Yes, after that, the mentor contacted family and community about what was taking place and began recording the whole altercation. Community and family began to pull up to hold the cops accountable for the profiling and detainment of a minor.
Unfortunately, we hear something like this happening all the time, and this is just one story of hundreds.
Years later, we see the case of Eric Salgado, Mario Gonzalez, Jonathan Cruz, Augie Gonzalez, who were profiled, murdered, and sadly are not here with us today.
Because of profiling and hyper-youth criminalization, we've had and currently have youth who are caught up in the system and are trying to navigate life after incarceration. The resources are limited, and we've seen how easy it is for them to end up in a toxic cycle within the system.
We recognize these stories and experiences happening to our youth, and it is our duty to provide support and make space for their leadership and voices within coalition spaces to share their story.
With that, let's bring up Giovanni, who will break down the efforts of FOK.
Thank you, D. Free Our Kids is a coalition doing dope work around reimagining the juvenile justice system. Through FOK, we have co-built a youth-centered space called Youth Coach Ups, where we have learned about SB 823 and have been working to envision a just youth system in Alameda County. Inspired by Black Panthers and Young Lords, we have created a 10-point plan to challenge the current juvenile justice system and put pressure on Alameda County officials to prioritize and support youth development instead of youth punishment facilities. Now I'm going to pass it on to my homies, Ellen and Yahaira, who will break down our 10-point plan.
This is our 10-point plan, and these first five demands are the direct changes we want to see within our juvenile justice system. Number one, end youth incarceration. Transform the way the county approaches rehabilitation from the common U.S. carceral practices rooted in punishment that have established a school-to-prison pipeline. Number two, divest from law enforcement, probation, and juvenile halls to reinvest in a juvenile justice system that centers healing, education, and positive youth development. Number three, all youth that come in contact with the justice system deserve a restorative and transformative process that repairs harm and promotes healthy accountability. Number four, allow the families and local community to envision and participate in a healing-centered youth justice system. Number five, demilitarize and end surveillance in all youth spaces, including, but not limited to, juvenile halls, group homes, and school campuses.
These next 5 points are the community changes we want to see implemented into our community. 6. We the people demand access to basic human necessities to survive, including affordable housing, healthcare, access to healthy food, and jobs that pay a living wage. 7. Defund and demilitarize the local police departments to reinvest into education, youth programs, and the community. 8. To re-envision the public school education. 9. Access to financial literacy knowledge, tools, and opportunities. And 10. Universal basic income for all.
If you are interested in being involved, our next Youth Coach Up is happening Wednesday, January 19th from 4 to 6 p.m. If you follow us on IG at 67 Sueños, follow our link tree and find the link to register.
Thank you, Gio. It's hella inspiring to see this generation take action and follow in the footsteps of the youth involved in the fight against the gang injunction in 2011, a fight which we won.
We definitely did. Oakland was the first city that got rid of these unjust policies that criminalizes youth. Let's keep that legacy going, you feel me? Strictly town business.
Gotta start them young.
Hey, 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 my beautiful town people. Diana here on Radio 67. Today we're doing shout-out callings just in time for the holidays to show some love to your peoples. I want to shout out the churro lady over at the Fruitvale Plaza. Got me hooked. Now your turn to call in to 51067. Okay, we got a caller. Tell us who you want to shout out.
What's up, Radio 67? I'm calling in to give my boys a shout-out. Shout-out to Gio, Javi, and Alan. I want to dedicate See You Again by Tyler, the Creator. I miss y'all.
Can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war, and I don't know if I'ma see you again. Can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war, and I don't know if I'ma see you again.
I said, okay, 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 dokey. My infatuation is translating to another form of what you call it. You don't understand me, what the fuck do you mean?
It's them rose tinted cheeks, yeah, it's them dirt colored eyes. Sugar, honey, iced tea, bumblebee on the scene. Yeah, I give up my bakery to have a piece of your pie.
2020 vision. Cupid hit me with precision. I wonder if you look both ways.
And with that being said, we are going to dive into the last piece of our podcast. It's been a fun ride, and in tradition style of 6-7, we leave you all with this group poem done by our Rudsdale youth.
Crecimos nadando en el río, comiendo los mangos verdes, corriendo con el barrilete, experiencias inocentes.
Our ancestors have always lived amongst each other, navegando throughout the Americas. We lived without borders for centuries. Why do we live with them now?
This land has always been home, way before a colonizer sailed on their ships. Yet they call us wetbacks, illegals, and aliens. They hate on us and try to keep us out, criminalize us to the point where we feel like strangers. Call 911, and then we are the ones in danger. Brown melanin skin, we've become in danger. Families snatched away by ICE, kids, babies in cages, jogger slain by former deputies. Where's your integrity?
Our home privatized by GEO, Civic Corps, CCA, locked up in chains. Profiting off a tracker. To you, I'm just a number. We're more than 75,000.
Nuestras raíces run deep, aquí y allá. We don't need no paper to tell us all that. Los ríos, la tierra y los árboles lo pueden comprobar.
Usamos los fire hydrants para podernos mojar. Riding our scrapers, the town is what we are. Cantando y danzando, hella out loud. Seguiremos marchando, mi gente stands proud.
And you're tuned in into Radio 6-7.
67 sueños,
67 dreams.
Estamos en la lucha,
switching up the scene.
Hella documented,
hella clean.
Migrant youth warriors
with a little lean.
Hella powerful, hella knowledge. Aquí estamos y no nos vamos. And it's a bittersweet moment, but that brings us to the end of this podcast. We can't end this podcast without thinking of all the people that helped make this possible. Thank you, Jackie and Eve, the 267 OGs that held it down for 6-7. We love and appreciate them. Thank you, Gisela, as well as Edith, for all the support, knowledge, and amazing energy they transmit. Much love to you both.
Also, thank you to you too. Shout out D for co-hosting this episode with me. Such a great support. I also want to thank this new generation of 6-7 youth who contributed their granito de arena and put this all together for y'all to enjoy today on International Migrants Day. Y'all are amazing, and we're looking forward to continue working with and learning from y'all.
Lastly, I want to thank you, all the listeners, for tapping in with 67 Sueños during the holiday break, International Migrants Day, and throughout the year. Hopefully y'all learned something new or were inspired by what you heard here today.
Hasta luego, raza. Y'all take care.
Deuces.
Adios.